Is No One in Particular, is that one of the originals on the album?
Yes, yes. That was actually first recorded on Rashid Ali's album, which was called No One in Particular. You know, I never really played that song that much over the years, but I figured that it's a decent song, so we recorded it again, yeah.
Remember when you wrote it?
I think I wrote it when I was living in New Orleans back in 1986 or something like that. Yeah, so it's an old song. 1986, 1987, maybe 87. I think I wrote it when I was getting ready to move to New York. And actually, I might have written some of it in New Orleans and some of it in New York when I moved here.
Well, you've got another song on this album that's 30 plus years old. The other song is A Reason to Smile. Both those songs, you know, quite old. What is this something you just decided, boy, I finally found the right vehicle to put these on an album? Or is it something you're like, hey, wait, I forgot about that?
Well, A Reason to Smile is something I had been thinking about a little bit over the years, but I had never, I never really worked it out with a singer. And so what happened was, when I did the Blues for Miles recording, the original session, I just recorded it to have a demo of it because I really wanted to get it out to, like, you know, to see if I can get it to a pop singer or somebody like that. So when I did, you know, initially for that session, I recorded some solo stuff. So that was one of the things. I knew it wasn't going to be on the album, but I knew I just wanted to have it as a demo. So I was thinking about it, and then I got together. I met the singer, Malou Beauvoir. And I said, maybe she could do something with that. She, you know, she's a great vocalist, and I was thinking she would sound good on it. So we got together, and I knew I needed a second verse because I'd never really completed it. So we rearranged it, and she added some lyrics, and we recorded it. And actually, we were gonna scrap that tune, actually. And the record company guy said, well, don't scrap it. You know, because you think it's not going to fit stylistically with the album. You know, you never know, you know, what's going to happen. So anyway, so we recorded it, and we did some overdubs and stuff, and there it is.
I asked you for your number, and you said that I could call. Now my heart has been set free, 'cause you gave me.
Well, you mentioned New Orleans. Is that when you were down studying with Ellis Marsalis?
Yeah, in 1985, yeah.
How long did you spend there? Was it a year, a couple of years?
Well, I initially got a National Endowment for the Arts grant. I had met Ellis in Chicago, and when did I meet him? Like in 83 or something like that. I met him, and he actually came to my house, gave me a free lesson, and then he said, you should apply for a grant. So I applied for a grant, and I was initially, and so I got the grant. And went down there in 85. And initially, I was just going to go down there for like 6 months, just do the lessons. But I started working there, so I ended up staying 2.5 years.
And I would imagine living in New Orleans, you can't live in New Orleans without ingesting the music and the sensibility of the city, right?
Yeah, I mean, such a great city, such great music, and so much variety of styles of music. So it was, you know, when I got there, it was... you know, I started playing with a band called the New Orleans Jazz Couriers, who I replaced Terry Connick Jr. in that band, and Victor Goines was in the band. Reginald Veal was in the band. Reginald Veal replaced Walter Payton, great bass player, whose son, you know, Walter Payton Jr. is a great trumpet player. And so I got with that band, but I started playing on Bourbon Street. And I did some of those. I didn't play a lot of those gigs, but those gigs, you know, it forces you to learn those songs, those traditional New Orleans songs. And then I played with Charles Neville, and, you know, you get into that whole funky style, that second line thing, you know. So it's so much great music, you know, listening to, you know, Zydeco and, you know, Cajun music and blues, and there's so much... you know, so much music down there. So I was absorbing a little of it, you know, but I didn't stay that long enough to really learn all that stuff, but I learned some of those traditional songs.
Well, you start the album, which is called Summer Breeze, with the song that's attributed to Miles Davis called Solar. You know, you have so much fun with this, and there's a lot of soul, it seems, in everything you do. It doesn't matter if it's a straight-ahead song or maybe you stretch out a little bit on like you do on this album. Is that fun? Is that whatever I'm calling? Is that a blues thing for you?
Well, you know, there's that Chicago element. You know, there's the bluesy element that comes from Chicago in a sense, and hopefully I have that. You know, I retain some of that feeling. There's simplicity to playing the blues, but it's not easy. You know.
So when you were growing up in Chicago, did you get that blues? I mean, were you listening to that a lot as a young guy?
Not a lot. You know, I started off with fusion and stuff like that, and then got into jazz. But I would go hang out at the clubs with my friends at Kingston Mines, and I would listen to some of that music. You know, I listened to those guys, Buddy Guy, and you know, just hanging out on the scene. It you know, playing in the local clubs and stuff like that. It's, you know, the blues is there, sure. You know, so just hanging out in Chicago, even playing with jazz musicians, you're going to get some bluesy influence there as well.
Well, we're talking with Greg Murphy. He's from Chicago. He lives in New York City now. He travels the world playing his great music. But back in the day, you were also a student at Illinois State University.
Yeah. I went down there I didn't study music down there. I actually was into baseball, and you know, I played hockey down there, played for the Peoria Blades. They had a really good hockey team back then, too. But I actually didn't make the hockey team initially. But I went down there and I studied computer science. I tried out for the baseball team because I was really good in high school, but I was a pitcher in high school. Anyway, I didn't make the team because I wanted to play outfield, and they wanted me to pitch, and I didn't want to pitch. So
how fast could you bring it?
Well, I don't think they were clocking us back then.
Yeah, probably not. Huh?
But I know it had to be upper 80s, around 90. You know, because I had a good rising fastball, so you had to have some speed for the fastball to rise.
Well, Greg Murphy, nice to catch up with you. Congratulations on the album Summer Breeze. We'll finish it with a title track here. Thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Okay, John, thanks for the interview.